Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Seamus Toomey with our report from Black Club Chicago, and new apartment buildings and more now approved by the city. Fill us in here, Seamus.
Hey, Bob. Yes, good morning. The Chicago City Council Zoning Committee went through a whole bunch of different proposals for new buildings that are going to go up around the city. You won't be surprised there's more apartment buildings coming to the West Loop. but one of the biggest ticket items that they signed off on was a huge new sports complex for DePaul University. They're building this right on campus. It's going to be kind of wedged in the neighborhood right in the 2300 block of North Sheffield and Lincoln Park. And this has been going back and forth for a couple years because neighbors really pushed back on the idea of knocking down basically a three or four 1890s era row houses that were there, sort of that very standard Lincoln Park look, old school. But DePaul, DePaul wanted to build there. They did a trade-off where they said they'll preserve some other buildings on campus that have some historical value as well. But they got the sign-off from the alderman and the zoning committee. They need one more, but looks like those buildings will probably start coming down sometime next year, and they promised there would only be a one-month gap between knocking them down and starting construction. I know sometimes these things drag out for years and it angers the neighborhood.
Always takes longer and is more expensive.
Yeah, totally. Every time.
An important piece of Chicago food history is found in River North. What's this all about?
Yeah, I like this story. This is a kind of a history piece with an update. This is the Anakini Brothers sausage. They're on River. They're in River North on Well Street, right next to O'Leary's Public House. You've probably driven by it a million times or walked by it. They've been there 100 years. This is their 100th year anniversary. Congratulations to them. And their claim to fame is they've been doing this for 100 years, but Pizzeria Uno came to them in 1943 and say, hey, we got this idea for this new type of pizza. Do you have any special Italian sausage we can put in it? And you know where I'm going with this. Then the deep dish pizza with Anakini Italian sausage was started there, and it's taken off. Now a lot of the pizza places around Chicago use them. Malnati's uses them. Dick Portillo actually got his start with help from the from Silvio Dino and Mario Anacini years ago. So there's great history there. They the Italian Village restaurant on Monroe, 1927, they came to them as their initial client. So lots of Chicago history in this story at blockclubchicago.org. It's a fun one.
Yeah, more on all of these stories, and also the question of CTA funding. Is it in jeopardy? You'll find it at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.